Spirit doesn't stop. Holy Spirit doesn't sleep. Holy Spirit's constant. You know that? I think it's in Job 30:15. It says that at night, as I slumber, you seal up the instructions for the day, from the day. At night, while we sleep, God's still sowing into us. Pray that. Pray that at night when you go to sleep. God, I thank you that you're still sowing into me as I sleep tonight. You're sealing up instructions. You're teaching me. I've woke up in the middle of the night praying scriptures and not even remembered that I even knew them. But the Holy Spirit was bringing them in a revelation at night when I'm sleeping. God doesn't sleep. He doesn't need to. He's full of joy and life. Amen? Amen. Okay, John 14. All right. 7. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us. Jesus said, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. So Jesus is saying, look, he's one. When you see Jesus, you see Daddy. He's the express image of God. He's the visible image of the invisible God.